Save Our Planet. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." On the bed at the motel was a little card with the hopeful message, "Save Our Planet." Closer inspection revealed more details in fine print. The card suggested recycling ideas, such as hanging up our towel after each use so it could dry and be used again. Although these were common sense ideas, saving our planet seemed like a pretty tall order. The underlying philosophy of the message was humanistic and self-serving to the core. It implied that Earth is teetering in the balance and man must gallantly ride to the rescue. And in the short term, it would allow the motel owner to pocket the savings of his guest's frugality. Here are three truths to consider. First, our Earth is not in danger of extinction. God has promised that while the Earth remains, seed time and harvest and the seasons of the year will not cease. Someday the Earth, as we know it, will perish in a flaming holocaust, but it will not be man who lights the match. Second, although we are accountable to be good stewards of our resources, man is far too small to do any significant thing to save this planet. In God's discourse with Isaiah, he reminded the prophet that all the nations are less than a drop in the bucket. Isaiah 40, verse 15. Third, although our planet is desperately needy, its greatest problems will not be resolved by recycling. The sin of mankind is the cause of most problems the world faces. Jesus Christ gave his life to provide our salvation. He alone can save our planet. But do we not have a small part in God's great work? Yes. Jesus' parting instruction will keep us busy as long as we live. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you," taken from Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. Priscilla J. Owens wrote, "We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.